You know, both the right-wing media and the left-wing media acknowledge that we are barreling toward a constitutional crisis if we use mail-in voting.
Yeah.
This fall. We know this, okay? This is widely reported. No one disputes it except when Trump repeats it.
Yeah.
Which, this is just bizarre, too, right? So we have people like Joy Reid out there on MSNBC, right? Flat out telling us, saying exactly what Trump's saying. Be prepared. Be mentally prepared. We are going to have pre-designed, chaos this fall because of mail-in balloting, right?
Yeah.
And then when Trump merely parrots what he, what the mainstream media is reporting as fact, they scream at him that it's a conspiracy. Listen to this. This is Joy Reid, and you're going to hear me play this a million times before the election, telling you what they are planning. That they could stop this by stopping the stupid mail-in balloting. If you're afraid to go vote because of COVID, get an absentee ballot. Go through the process, create the record, request the ballot.
It's already done.
It's already done. Right. Boom. You don't need mail-in ballots, which is where they mail the ballots to anybody who's registered. As Newt Gingrich pointed out on Fox News this morning, I just played the audio. Yeah. Nevada, one of the reasons Trump's suing is there are 200,000 people on the voter rolls who are dead or who no longer live in the house, and they're going to mail them all ballots.
Yeah. Gee, I wonder what'll happen to those.
Who knows? Right? So here's Joy Reid describing what they're planning with the mail-in ballot. They're flat out telling you, the mainstream media, this is going to cause chaos. We'll have no idea who won.
The election of 2000 may have been chaotic and alarming,
with the American public waiting more than a month to find out who the next president would be. But the Bush v. Gore disarray might be nothing compared to what we're facing this November.
So they know. Now, when Trump says that, they act like he's a mental defective.
Right. Yeah.
And he's hit his head again. And he's crazy. So, but the bottom line is they know mail-in balloting will cause that. I read you the ABC article. I'm not going to read it again. All I got to read is the headline on it. It's from 2 weeks ago. As ballots pile up in the mail, a potential nightmare looms on election night. This is by design.
Well, and they will not tell you the context. And that's where I've got a real problem with what the left-wing media is doing. They won't talk about the difference between absentee ballots that are requested and sent to specific addresses at specific times and simply mailing out ballots to every single registered voter. There is a tremendous difference, and there is a huge possibility of fraud, which has happened. There is voter fraud, despite the claims of the left that there has never been a proven case of voter fraud. Of course there has been. I mean,
they just
even
indicted arrested and indicted four people for it in New Jersey using mail-in ballots in a single election.
I mean, anytime they tell you that there is no verifiable evidence of voter fraud, they're lying to you. They are lying to you when they tell you that. There has been voter fraud. There will be voter fraud. And there will probably always be voter fraud. But what we want to do is have a system in place that mitigates that. And the best system we have right now at request an absentee ballot. You don't have to change the Constitution. You don't have to change the laws. All you have to do is request an absentee ballot. It is there. It is ready. It can be done.
Yeah, people do it every year, but except for some reason, this year just can't have it. Okay, a New York judge, this is what I'm getting to, has just set a terrifying precedent. This should terrify every American who wants to have a real election. This is a Manhattan judge, okay? We've been talking about the dry run the Democrats are running for this, for the mail-in disaster that they plan to host this fall. And it is this congressional race, there's two of them actually, but this mainly this one in New York where it's been 6 weeks, they have no idea who won, okay?
And folks, this is a Democrat area.
Yes!
Controlled by Democrats. And it's in a Democrat primary, and they still can't figure out who won.
No!
So don't tell me there's political bias
there. They're looking at it, Lee, and literally going, yeah, wow, this is a disaster. And instead of going, maybe we shouldn't use mail-in balloting, they're just saying, oh, well, because this is a disaster, we can forecast there'll be a disaster in November. Okay, here's why they want this. Look what this Manhattan judge has just done. This will be used as precedent in the fall. Mark my words. This is terrifying. Okay, in order for your mail-in ballot to count, it had to be postmarked, had to have a postmark on it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you can't just drop it by the front door. It's got to have a postmark. Went through
after the election.
And it has to be postmarked before the election, on election day or before, right? Can't be postmarked after.
Yep.
Well, those were the rules. And thousands of ballots came in, and gosh darn, they weren't postmarked.
Some of them weren't even signed.
Right, not signed, not postmarked.
Not a problem.
Maybe they went through the mail.
Yeah.
Or maybe they were dropped off in the front of the Board of Elections.
Yeah.
Nobody knows. Nobody's any idea. Now, here's what's even worse. Some of them were postmarked after the election. So guess what? You wake up June 24th, want to see who won, was your candidate? It wasn't my candidate. I'm going to vote. I got three more ballots somebody sent me for the last three people who lived in this apartment but aren't here before. I'm sending them all in. But it's the day after the election. So people are dropping them in the election after the election, like after they have begun to report who won or did not, who needs the votes or who does not, right? Mm-hmm. A judge just ruled, you got to count them all. The ones postmarked after the election, the ones with no postmark. You can't even prove they went through the mail, or maybe they were just dropped off in a bundle in front of the Board of Elections, right? Those postmarked after the election, when you rolled out of bed and went, oh, my guy didn't win, I think I'll vote now. And those without a signature. Got to count them all. But what went away? The law they passed, Lee, says you can't count those.
Right.
Well, the judge says you can.
But see, that would be voter suppression, Tara.
See, no, that's what they did. That's what he ruled. Oh, I'm
exactly.
Losing my mind. So this is, folks, this is the dry run. This is the precedent. Can't have a single ballot uncounted. What if we found a bundle of 10,000 in front of the Board of Elections? Well, God knows. I mean, they're not postmarked, but who knows? I mean, you know. This is what they're going to do. They're going to see how many ballots they need, and then they're going to manufacture them. Mark my words. That is what they will do. And they know our side won't cheat. They know we don't dare. And so, Lee, this was what happens after this, right? Well, that was exactly what's happening in New York. Both sides are suing, and they're suing, and suing, and suing. Well, it's been 6 weeks. Might be another six more. They're not going to know. It's going to be tied up in lawsuits. So guess what happens? January 6th rolls around. Congress got to certify this election. Mm-hmm. The Democrats are arguing. We'll see if they make this worse. But they brought Lawrence Tribe out. They trotted him out. He was the lawyer for Al Gore and the Hanging Chad debacle in Florida. He led the team of lawyers. And they're arguing, well, I mean, if we can't figure out, which Congress can't figure out who won, we'll just have to pick a president. They're already telling us what they're going to do.
Well, there is already a constitutional requirement for that. So,
well, yeah, no, but that's, they're telling us how they're going to use it.
Yeah.
So what they're doing is they're reading the Constitution going, wait, okay, if we can't tell who won, how can we create a situation? They're walking back from it. How can we create a situation where we can't tell who won? Now, people are texting me and saying, but the legislatures get to vote. Yes, but the legislatures will be as tied in knots as the Congress will be trying to figure out who won. It'll come down to a partisan battle. There'll be lawsuits at the legislative level. And so if it's not clear at the state level who won, Congress doesn't have to accept it. And so it's going to be thrown in the air. And this is why they're telling you over and over, Trump won't accept it. Trump wants to, mount a coup. No, it's them mounting a coup.
Yeah.
They're preparing you for Trump not accepting the fraud that they're fomenting. But it is terrifying that we now have a precedent of literally the law says got to be postmarked before the election or the day of, got to have a signature, has to have a postmark. And the second the election's over, the judge throws it all out. Says we'll just count any ballot we can get a little hands on. And as Newt Gingrich pointed out, I mean, we lost six seats in Florida this way. I mean, sorry, in California this way, because the exact same way, all these ballots still coming in after the election in California, they decided to accept them. We lost six congressional seats. Six seats the Republican had won, and then it flipped after the election. Mm-hmm. This is the plan. They're telling us what they're going to do. It's up to us to stop them. I mean, yeah, and this begs the question, Lee, can this country even peacefully have an election anymore? That's on the I don't know right now.
It depends on whether or not we accept as citizens the rule of law. And right now, confidence is not high.
Well, no. I mean, look, the left is looking at what they're getting away with their burnt cities. They're Antifa activists. They're seeing increasingly the rule of law doesn't apply to them. I mean, honestly, who's going to come after the left for bundling votes illegally? What, the Civil Rights Division of the Department of Justice? No. No, they're not. Well, time for a little bit of coronavirus crazy. Yep, COVID insanity from around the globe and the country. Fans of Hooters. Is that still a thing? I guess it is. Fans of Hooters in San Francisco Bay Area are upset now that the entire region is down to just one Hooters. There's a Hooters in San Francisco. I'm surprised they haven't burned it to the ground. Women put up with this there? Doesn't seem like the kind of thing they'd tolerate. Anyway, fans of Hooters in the San Francisco Bay Area are now upset that the entire region is down to just one Hooters after a bunch of them went out of business during the pandemic. For the second time in a week, somebody who got a PPP loan was busted for using it to buy a Lamborghini. That happened in Texas. Y'all, okay, if you're going to commit crime, like you're going to take money that really isn't yours, you got to live on the down low. You do. You can't go flashing it around. And good God, don't post it to Facebook or social media. Here's my new Lamborghini. Say what? That attracts attention from the IRS. Yeah. So there's that. Anyway, a woman in Florida who intentionally coughed on a cancer patient who asked her to wear a mask in a store has been arrested. And, of course, there's the survey. Two-thirds of Americans now say, not voters, but Americans now say we should have a nationwide mask mandate. Make everybody wear a mask. I would love to do a follow-up question with those people. Why? I mean, just tell me how you know masks work. Because even Anthony Fauci last week said he couldn't vouch for the fact that masks work. He wasn't really sure. And he said that. So, and by the way, we've now had the top health officials from Holland, Norway, and Sweden come out and say that masks don't work, which I've been warning you about. And I say this not just to throw a fly into the ointment and make you mad. I think the whole thing is a farce, but and I think Fauci and our attorney, you know, our Surgeon General were telling us the truth in March when they said they don't work. When our Surgeon General said don't wear a mask in all caps on his tweet, still on his Twitter feed. I believed them then in the 30 years of research before that. And we've had three studies in the last 2 months, one of the studies looked back at all the studies from 1946 and concluded masks outside of a hospital setting don't work. And in a hospital setting, they only work to protect the wound during a surgery and to protect the surgeon from spurts of blood and other bodily fluids hitting them in the face. They're not really good for viruses. So two studies found they were useless. One study found they might be 50 to 85% effective. Nobody knows. Fauci quoted that study, but that's why he couched it in terms of he didn't know because the other two were out there and he knew he'd get dinged on them. So that's where we are. That's the truth. But the media doesn't like to tell you the truth. They exist to manipulate you. That's what they do. But the public is buying into this, and two-thirds of the public wants to have a nationwide mask mandate. Make everybody else wear the mask. Crazy stuff. All right, you got to hear this. We're going to get into this later on in the show. An unbelievable testimony from a guy by the name of Kyle Scheidler. He's a senior analyst for Homeland Security, who studied Antifa and its roots. It's terrifying. But you really got to see at least parts of the testimony from yesterday from Ted Cruz's hearing on Antifa. After just hours of testimony on the utter violence of Antifa, complete with photos, reports, police report, didn't matter. Democrats completely unmoved by any of it. So much so that Senator Mazie Hirono, Democrat, so disgusted that Antifa would be defiled in this way. She says they're the ones who need protection. She walked out of the hearing. Couldn't take it. Couldn't take it. Here's Ted Cruz versus Mazie Hirono. And you can really see the two paths this country has to choose between if we're allowed to have a real election this fall.
So I hope this is the end of this hearing, Mr. Chairman, and that we don't have to listen to any more of your rhetorical speeches. Thank you very much. I'm leaving.
Well, I appreciate the, as always, kind and uplifting words of Senator Hirono. And I would also note that throughout her remarks, she still did not say a negative word about Antifa, nor has any Democrat here. They instead engage in a political game where they depend. You're welcome to say something negative about Antifa right now.
I think that I've covered the subject quite well. You are not listening.
Okay. She declined to speak, so that is the position of the Democratic Party. I would note also that of the seven Democratic senators who spoke, Not a one of them apologized for or denounced multiple Democrats calling law enforcement officers stormtroopers in Gestapo, to be fair. I don't have not heard the word Nazi, but stormtrooper was Nancy Pelosi and Gestapo was another Democratic leader.
Yep. No condemnation of Antifa. Look, they get it. They don't want to be beaten. You could be beaten. I mean, and what happens if you're a Democrat in leadership and you're beaten? I think you just have to patch your bruises up and hope they don't hurt you too bad. I mean, it's not like you haven't prosecuted. They'll destroy you politically. So yeah, Antifa's awesome. It's great. It's late. You're going to love them. Well, the third coup is unfolding. The first was Russia. The second was the overhyping of COVID. And this is the third. This theory the Democrats have that they can get a judge to buy it, that if we can't determine by January 6th, or God forbid, by January 20th, who won the election, like it's undeterminable, then by gosh, the Democrat Congress is going to have to pick the next president. It would be most unfortunate. Again, I can't play this clip enough. It's just one of many you can find going throughout the mainstream media. They're flat out telling you that they plan to foment chaos through mail-in voting. It's a plan. It's a plan. It's not an accident. It's going to happen. And I'm telling you, folks, right now, the dry run is New York. The dry run is New York. 6 weeks, they have no clue who won the congressional election. And they're just getting started arguing about it. They're doing this to get used to the etiquette, the public used to the idea that there's going to be chaos. We have to dissolve it in the courts. And you're just not going to know who the president is. Okay, well, how about we just don't do mail-in voting then? That solved the problem. No, no, can't do that. Which is why Joy Reid flat out told you over the weekend, they're planning chaos. Expect something far worse than we saw in Florida in the 2000 election.
The election of 2000 may have been chaotic and alarming, with the American public waiting more than a month to find out who the next president would be. But the Bush v. Gore disarray might be nothing compared to what we're facing this November.
Well, we don't have to be facing it, Joy. We could just decide not to have the mailing voting. We already know the chaos that causes. Tried it in New Jersey, still can't figure out who won the city council meeting, but four people have been indicted so far for fraud. They're investigating others. One election. It's because it's so easy to cheat. Everybody else could cheat. You have to cheat too. You just stuff the ballots in. So the Trump team has now sued Nevada over the government, governor ramrodding in the mail-in voting there. This first epic rant from Newt Gingrich should terrify you, describing what's going on in Nevada and why the Trump team is suing.
In Nevada, for example, they're going to mail ballots to 200,000 people who, according to the post office, don't exist. They're either dead, they've moved, the address doesn't work. 200,000 extra ballots floating around out there. You're seeing it in New York right now. You have two congressional districts that 6 weeks after the primary do not have, they haven't been able to announce a winner. Now, you get into that in terms of a presidential campaign nationwide, and I think this is going to be the most disastrous election in American history at the rate at which the Democrats are trying, frankly, to set up an ability to steal it, because I think they don't think they can win an honest election.
Most disastrous election in history. When Trump says that, the media scoffs, mocks him, treats him as a mental defective. But when Joy Reid says the same thing, no one cares. This is, again, Joy Reid, MSNBC, saying the same thing the Gingrich is.
The election of 2000 may have been chaotic and alarming, with the American public waiting more than a month to find out who the next president would be. But the Bush v. Gore disarray might be nothing compared to what we're facing this November.
So it's okay for her to say. But when Trump repeats what he's hearing on mainstream media, they treat him like he's insane. It's gay. Here's Brian Kilmeade reacting to what Newt Gingrich has just said there. Again, he's saying the same thing as Joy Reid.
Mr. Speaker, consider this scenario. As 538 Nate Silver brought up over the weekend, remember it was Senator Martha McSally who won that election on Election Day. And a week later, when they looked at all the mail-in ballots and absentee ballots, she lost by 2 points. Can you imagine if we thought we had one president on Election Day and we have a different one 2 weeks from now? This country would break in half.
Look, we lived through it in Florida in a very closely contested election, and it was a total mess in Palm Beach.
That's one state.
Officials did a terrible job. And that was tense enough. I can imagine a circumstance at the rate the Democrats are going to try to flood the system. And by the way, this also happened in California with vote harvesting in 2018. I think there were six Republicans who had won their congressional seats on election night who lost them about 2 weeks later as these ballots kept coming in. So I'm very concerned. And Hans von Spakovsky, who is the expert at the Heritage Foundation, has 1,100 cases of vote theft. So I think this is a real thing. I think people need to be worried about it.
Okay, so let me tie that in with what I started the hour with. Because this is now the precedent, okay? We throw the rules out. Because with the left, there's no rules. Remember that that is how it works. It's whatever they want. Doesn't matter what the law says. This is now going to be precedent. Watch what just happened in New York, okay? In order to have your ballot counted in New York, the mail-in ballot. Again, absentee balloting is fine. We're not talking about that. That's where you have to request the ballot. They don't automatically send it to you even if you're dead. You got to request it. You have to be alive. Don't have to be alive to vote with mail-in ballot. Okay, so here's what happened. So in New York, you're supposed, this is what is why we have not been able to decide the congressional race for 6 weeks now. And they have no clue who won it. The litigation's only just beginning. Okay, here's why. According to the law, your mail-in ballot had to be postmarked by the election, had to have a postmark, had to have a signature, and could not have arrived after the election. Well, they had a whole bunch of ballots, thousands of them, that weren't postmarked. Were they actually mailed or were they dropped off by a Democrat operative? Who knows? Nobody knows. No postmark. Had ballots with no signature, and then had ballots. People had literally popped in the mail after the election. Or so the postmark said. Think about that. You wake up the next day after the election, your guy didn't win or it's unclear. You're like, crap, I should have voted. So you do. Oh, it looks like they need my vote. Oh, wait, we'll flood the zone. I've got 5,000 extra here. Let's dump them in the mail. Okay. So the judge is like, yeah, well, after postmarked after the election, that's okay. But wait a minute, we already knew that. We knew what direction the results were going. We didn't know who won. We knew nobody won. The judge has ruled, okay, we'll just accept them all. No signature, no problem. No postmark at all. No proof it ever went through the mail. No problem. Postmarked after the election. You woke up, saw no one had won, decided you'd vote. No problem. He accepted them all. Think about that for a minute. When you've got, I'm going to just spell this out bluntly. When you've got a party to whom no laws apply, I mean, folks, they're not going to go after the Democrats for cheating, and the Democrats know it. Who would be they? That would be the voting, the civil rights section of the Department of Justice. Folks, we learned that 50,000 illegal immigrants and foreign nationals legally here but not legally able to vote in federal elections cast ballots in at least one, and in some cases more than one election since 2012 in Texas. Federal elections, you cannot vote in them. 50,000. There's never been an investigation by the Department of Justice. I've watched that case for years. Do you think they're going to investigate Democrat ballot harvesting? Democrats know it. Now, if we were to try to cheat, oh God, they'd bury us under the courthouse. This is what the Democrats are counting on. Counting on it. They're doing it right in front of our faces. They're even telling us how we're going to do it. So confident we can't stop them. Will we? Texture writes, the Democrats don't want COVID patients to take hydroxychloroquine because if it cures the Rona, they can't have mail-in ballots. Just reading the text line. Texture writes, voting with no rules, just like the anarchists, just what the anarchists like. We are close to a third world banana republic. Well, it hasn't happened yet. I'm just telling you what they're planning. A lot of folks are arguing with me, making constitutional arguments on the text line. Was, yeah, because Congress can't pick and they can't do and they was. No, I'm telling you. What the Democrats, how the Democrats are interpreting 20th Amendment. This is the legal argument they're going to make. It is not up to you or me whether it is accepted. It's up to the Supreme Court, ultimately, and the lower courts, depending on what they choose to take. You trust John Roberts to make a decision in this case. You trust him. Democrats have already said if they win control of the Senate, they're going to restructure the Supreme Court, which they have a right to do. I mean, they do. You can reconstitute it however you like. I've been advocating that for a while. Court's been out of control. They want to bring it under their control. So John Roberts knows this. He's chief target. They wrote it in a letter to him last year. So he knows. He gets the deal. Got to fall in line. Republicans wouldn't dare do it. Democrats are planning on it. They've promised it. And what they'll get, what they'll end up with, if all this works out in their favor, is a, you know, rubber stamp Supreme Court for whatever they want to do. Texter writes, hey, Tira, I worked at a national company. We had mail-in for our contracts, but there was a cutoff for ballots. If not in by the day before, it didn't count. Texter writes, if they're doing drive-through fairs, testing and everything else, drive-through voting, we could do this without mail-in ballots. It's just we choose not to. Texter writes, people all over the world risk their lives to vote. Black people in this country used to risk their lives to vote. Well, Republicans did too in the South. You need to be careful. White Hampton have you lynched. They did that to black folks and white folks. That's why nobody wanted to come out as a Republican in this state till the 70s. Anyway, surely we can do the same, Texter writes. Anybody thinks this country is not splitting in two is blind. Texter writes, hey, Tara, I think this is the fourth coup. You were forgetting the impeachment from the Ukraine call. Yeah. Maybe. Yeah, you could argue that. Texter writes, we won't know who took the Senate or House, so without a majority, Trump stays POTUS. Well, that's the thing. If we don't know who took the Senate or the House and they begin making these decisions on January 3rd, that means it's Nancy Pelosi's voting Democrats who make the decision. The final confirm is on the 20th. If we don't know who won the presidency, we won't know who won the House or the Senate either. It's the same votes. It's the same ballots. Texter writes, this has been a carefully orchestrated coup from Russian collusion to COVID. In my opinion, in November, we will be in a civil war or accept Democrat rule. They will not quit. That's their plan. I'm not saying, now listen, y'all, when you listen to me talk about this, I'm not saying that this is how it's going to go. I'm saying this is what they're planning to do. We don't know how it's going to go. All of the coups they've tried in recent years have failed. Let's hope this one does too. Things for them sometimes don't always work out. In fact, often. Speaking of not working out anymore, folks, this is what it's come to. Where will we be by August of 2021? If this is where we are today, did you see what happened? Remember the movie Kindergarten Cop? I loved that movie. I laughed so hard. That movie was hilarious. You know, with Arnold Schwarzenegger, right? And he's you know, stars as an undercover cop where he becomes a kindergarten teacher in order to root out a drug dealer whose child may be one of the students in the class, right? Touching movie, very funny, loved it. Okay. Well, it was filmed in Oregon. And so they were doing an event in Oregon called Cinema Unbound, and it's a summer drive-in movie series that features stuff filmed in Oregon, you know, like classic movies filmed in, okay, right. One of them, naturally, Kindergarten Cop. Well, was supposed to be. Was canceled. Well, wait, yeah, no, you guessed it. There's cops in it. And if people have to see cops, they might be triggered, and if they're triggered, they might commit violence. And we cannot have children seeing cops. God forbid, cops in kindergarten. Oh, my God. They'll be scarred for life. Cover their eyes. No, we don't care. Let them watch the sex scene. Heck, we'll teach them that in kindergarten. But a cop? Canceled. Kindergarten Cop, now too offensive to be shown in public. Again, where will we be by August of 2021 at this rate?